Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Margaret has the answer. Trying to figure out what is up with the doll, the Island of Misfit Toys on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. All of the toys had some issue, right?
What's her problem? She seems fine.
What do you got, Margaret?
She could not close and shut her eyes. She could not open and shut her eyes. I'm positive that's what it is.
Didn't she have kind of buttons for eyes, though? So why would she be expected to
close them? But she could open and close them. Like most dollies, when you lay them down, they close their eyes.
But do they say that in the show?
I'm pretty positive they do.
We need to watch the scene again.
I'll go home and watch it tonight.
Yeah, I know. I need to watch it, like, right now.
Google it. I'm driving to work right now, but I'm almost positive that's right. What it is.
But she's a rag doll.
I don't think so. Yeah.
And she's got buttons for eyes.
She's not one of the types that opens and shuts its eyes.
I can't see. She never screams out, I can't see.
No,
I've got buttons for eyes.
She does not.
And they're saying that that interview from one of the producers back in 07, I guess they didn't really have a backstory for her originally because she played a small part. Then they kept adding more and more scenes with the doll.
Oh, so then she was worthy of a backstory.
So they gave the backstory that she had some kind of self-esteem problems.
Because she was rejected. Yeah. I still think that's the theory that makes the most sense.
Right. And more from that post, though. It's the top 10 things you didn't know about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They say in the original script, while Rudolph, Hermie, and Yukon Cornelius promised to visit the Island of Misfit Toys and bring them back, they never did. And so after the special first aired, the producers were, like, flooded with angry letters from kids. It's like, hey, what's going on with the toys?
Hold up. In the original version, they don't go back for them?
They don't go back. Kids were demanding that the Misfit Toys be helped. They were probably scarred and horrified, right? So to console the children, they produced a short scene where Rudolph, Santa, and the rest of the reindeer go back to the island and deliver the misfits to new homes, as we
know
from the special.
How on earth would they think that's a good idea? What's the lesson there? You're a reject and you're always a reject?
And we're going to keep you on
the end.
So it's been shown that way ever since 1965. They add as like a bonus scene.
Thank God.
I never knew that. I don't remember that.
So it didn't scar you for life personally.
No.
But,
no, I am unscarred.
That's a horrible ending.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Come on, guys.
The kids spoke up and they delivered. Good for you.
What about the toys?
Good for you, kids, back in like 1964. Mm-hmm. That is awesome.